And at the very top, highlighted in yellow, it says new poll. According to public policy polling, John Walsh has gained 10 points on his opponent and considerably tightened this race. We can win in Montana. And then click here to donate today. How would you characterize the Daines-Walsh race at this point in the summer lull prior to this story breaking?
Well, I think there are two things that are worth noting prior to this New York Times story. First, Walsh was always in a little bit of a tough position. He's running as a Democrat in a pretty red state, a state that Romney carried by, I think, 18 points. He's up against a solid, well-known, and popular opponent in Steve Daines. And he's running at a difficult time for Democrats. He's got an unpopular second-term Democrat in the White House. It's just not a good time to be running as a Democrat. Republicans ran into this same type of challenge at this point in the Bush presidency. So the fundamentals were always in favor of Daines, but the Walsh campaign did seem to be going better than expected, maybe much better than expected. You mentioned that latest poll showed only a 7-point difference, right? This indicated major momentum for Walsh. And so I think a lot of people looked at this and thought, gosh, this is really shaping up to be a much tighter race than the fundamentals would indicate that it should be, and hopes and expectations were raised for Democrats, and I think there were some people who were increasingly worried on the Republican side.
What do you think explains that that boost?
Well, I think you look at some of the ads coming out of the Walsh campaign. He's been very aggressive on the attack against Daines, hitting women's issues especially, and it looks like some of those attacks against Daines appeared to be gaining traction. And then you also take in some of the unique aspects of Walsh as a candidate, his background as a veteran, and other things. And, maybe it looked like Walsh was going to be perhaps the type of Democrat who could be successful, even in a fairly red conservative state like Montana.
Okay, let's hop back in the time machine, go after the New York Times plagiarism story broke. In the hours since that's happened, I've had a few conversations, just casual conversations with Missoulians I know, people who are liberal Missoula Democrats, and proudly so. And the conversations I've had, these people are angry, openly angry about this. So my question to you, Rob, would be, if Senator Walsh has ticked off the party's bread and butter base, what sort of an uphill climb does he have to get those all-important independents?
I think it's a devastating thing for his campaign. I mean, if he doesn't have the liberal base, I don't think there's any chance for him. I mean, he's got to be able to maintain those people. And the problem is, if he loses the liberal base, it's going to hurt him with independents too. So I think this is just a devastating thing. I mean, if he loses the liberal base, it's all over.
What do you make of this response of his that he was dealing with PTSD after his service in Iraq, unintentionally made some incorrect citations, and he'll consider apologizing to the scholars for lifting his work? It seems to me it's a combination of humility and almost defiance all at once. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a very poor response, given what's come out. I guess I'm not entirely sure what else he can say. But this is a crippling charge. It totally undermines his credibility. The plagiarism is obvious, it's blatant, and it's massive in scope. It's the kind of thing that as a teacher, I would consider scandalous and entirely unacceptable for an 18-year-old undergraduate student fresh out of high school. And it's, of course, much worse in Walsh's case. This was his master's thesis, which is the culmination and primary product of his graduate work. He keeps referring to it as a term paper to try to minimize the importance of a master's thesis. But the master's thesis is the big deal when you're in a graduate program. It's also difficult because this is not something that can be passed off as some kind of youthful indiscretion. This is, after all, something that just happened a few years ago. And in terms of his statement that he was going through some difficult times, PTSD and other things, I think a lot of people can understand that and certainly take that into account. But you look at this instance of plagiarism, and it's maybe worth saying that plagiarism, there can be some gray areas around plagiarism. It's not always totally clear-cut. But this is as clear-cut as it gets. It's black and white. Again, it's massive in scope, And so the thought that this was just a few errors at the margins, I don't think it plays well at all. And it's just not a very compelling explanation.
This race has always been described as one of the key races to control of the U.S. Senate. And the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has come out standing by Senator Walsh right now. Is that surprising, do you think?
No, I don't think it's surprising. I think they'll probably wait and see how this plays out. You know, there have been some other senators who've had charges like this brought against them. Rand Paul fairly recently and Joe Biden going back a few decades. But those were really different cases. Those were basically those senators taking a few words and inserting them into their speeches. I think this is a much bigger thing because it's his master's thesis, right, which is the basis for one of his main credentials. That being said, I mean, I think it's not surprising that Democrats are standing by him, hoping that this will blow over and go away. Whether it does or not, I think is a totally separate question. But it certainly doesn't surprise me that Democrats back in Washington and here in Montana, at least publicly, are sticking with him at this point.
Mm. I know this is one of those silly conjecture questions, but do you think the senator could bow out and be replaced, or would that just be a complete blow to the party?
I think Democrats in Montana and in Washington have to be thinking about that exact question right now. The difficulty is that Walsh was about number 10 on the list of candidates that Democrats wanted to run for this seat. Brian Schweitzer, most prominently, declined to run. A number of statewide officials declined to run. The entire Williams family seemingly declined to run. And so it's not entirely clear what the plan B would be right now. There's nobody necessarily waiting in the wings to step into that post. And so that may mean that Democrats stick with Walsh and indeed encourage Walsh to stay in the race.
Last question, Rob, and that is dealing with Governor Bullock. He appointed Walsh back in February, says he didn't know about this plagiarism, but is standing by his guy. Do you think the governor could get hit with this political shrapnel?
I guess I don't. I certainly hope he doesn't. I think this is something that it would have been difficult for Bullock to unearth, and my sense is that the governor should not be blamed for this. This entirely falls on Walsh's head.
I've been speaking with Rob Saldine, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Montana. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ed.